Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 21st of July, recording at 8:44 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today so far, and we're not all that far off Wall Street's close. First, the Asian stock markets were a bit mixed. China down for a change today on some concern over supply coming from some very big public offerings that are being lined up. In Europe, the stock markets mostly recorded small gains. An exception was the Spanish IBEX index. Wall Street started off with some reasonably decent gains on the back of Caterpillar and Merck earnings, then moved into the minus column, but looks like it's probably going to close up on the day today. But it's a quiet day. The Dow's currently up 45 points. Now, elsewhere, Treasury bonds, they were interesting. They weakened this morning, but then rallied fairly strongly this afternoon, closing up over a point on the 30-year long bond futures. So following through a bit on yesterday's upward dynamic. Other government bonds were steadier today following the recent weakness. I'm going to have to take the headset off and just have a quick cough. Oh, these human weaknesses, but that was brief. And hopefully not to be repeated. And the dollar has started a little bit weaker, but is a bit firmer in here. So you can see the kind of day it is. It's just not much going on, just a little bit of a sort of a pause. Precious metals were firmer and, are now a little bit easier. Gold and $9, $9.50 swing, and it's currently unchanged. So that's what we've got. And what does it all mean? Well, stock markets have been on a roll since the 13th of July, when they checked what was that process of ranging with a downward bias. A number of key day reversals occurred on the 13th. That was Monday a week ago. And last week, there were a number of upside weekly keys. A number of stock markets have broken out on the upside. And accommodative monetary policy still rules is one way that we can sum that up. And also, while the economic news has been mixed, to put it very mildly, and, well, let's be more realistic, it's been feeble in the West, but not the complete disaster meltdown that some people have forecast. It's been pretty good in China and India, which have led the growth stakes and never slipped into recession. But the main gain that we're seeing, or the main good news that we're seeing in stock markets, is really coming from corporate profits, although a lot of that is due to cost cutting. And presumably there are limits to how much cost cutting, certainly in terms of shedding labor, is likely to take place. This is not a bad background overall. Technically, stock market patterns look reasonably favorable. Those that I had felt needed more base extension have certainly seen some additional base extension. They may be susceptible to a little more of that if stock markets encounter anniversary jitters as we roll past last year's meltdown, which was really September, October, and November. Now, markets don't have to be spooked by that, but behaviorally, it wouldn't be all that surprising if it was a bit of a nervous period. Also, there's a little bit of a disconnect, I think, in terms of the strength of some of these markets and the fundamental data that's out there. It's all very well for the stock market to be a lead indicator, but it tends to be quite a volatile one. And I wouldn't rule out a return of some of that volatility, but I don't see any reason to be selling aggressively in here. And I do maintain that stock markets are buys on setbacks. I think that unless that period between really, well, starting in August, September, October, and into November, unless that is considerably worse than what I'm anticipating, and I'm not anticipating more than jitters. But as I say, unless I'm way too optimistic on that, and I don't see anything on the charts that suggest I am, everything really points to a further recovery and higher levels, certainly by year end and into 2010. I led with a column by Bernanke today in Comment of the Day, and this was from the Wall Street Journal. The Fed chairman is campaigning for reappointment, campaigning to have the Fed's influence increased rather than diluted, as Ron Paul is advocating. Let's put a bill forth on that subject. I don't think it'll carry. I suspect Bernanke will be reappointed, despite all the rumors of Larry Summers becoming the next Fed chairman. Not over the next few years, I don't think, unless something goes very badly wrong between now and the end of his term on the 31st of January, 2010. Bernanke importantly signaled that monetary policy would remain accommodative for really quite some time. That's a tailwind for global stock markets, but the fact that he said that is also an indication that he knows how dodgy some of the fundamentals are for the U.S. economy. None of this should come as any surprise for us. And elsewhere, long-dated government bonds. Well, there's not much value there, but equally, there isn't all that much inflation there right now. Inflation fears and expectations sort of wax and wane. If stock markets do better, expect higher commodity prices. And I think that's a real possibility. If the global economy is clearly doing better a year from now, and I think it will be synchronized in a modest period of expansion, modest relative to what we saw, say, in 2004, 2005, but still led by China and India. But against that background of modest synchronized economic expansion in 2010, I do expect commodity prices to be higher. I think those moves on the upside will be mainly led by industrial commodities. The metals are still cheap at current levels. So I'm talking about the industrial metals now. So there's plenty of scope for them to move higher. That would be good for the miners. Crude oil and other energy contracts are the really crucial ones. I will feel that if we, as and when we do see crude oil moving back above the $75 level, that that will be an increasing headwind for the global economy. So again, we've said it so many times at Fuller Money that we expect inflationary pressures in commodities at some point. I don't think you'll see much of additional deflationary evidence in the commodity prices. We need a little bit of luck in terms of food crops. Good yields would prevent the food price inflation, which is so emotive. And that would be a good thing generally for the global economy if we could avoid that. In terms of precious metals, well, a lot depends on what happens to the dollar in the short term. The dollar still looks a bit soft, although it's a wee bit steadier in here today, as I mentioned, but it's only steadied near the lower side of its range against many currencies. I wouldn't be surprised to see an orderly retreat in the US dollar. There is an outside risk that we will see a faster, more disorderly retreat in the US dollar, although I think that's just a very much an outside chance, because the argument in favor of other currencies over the US dollar is hardly overwhelmingly strong. And I think the growing global disillusion with fiat currencies, and this is not something that moves at breakneck speed, this is a very gradual, long conversion over a decade or more. It really began very tentatively back around 2001 and is slowly progressing, slowly gaining converts. But I think what it will mean is that we will see this year another leg upwards in the price of bullion, probably against most, if not all, fiat currencies. Silver would function as a high beta gold, as it normally does. Platinum looks very attractive at today's levels, currently at $1,178 as I speak, down a little bit here today. What else to mention? I think that's pretty much it, except just an additional word on currencies. I think that the renminbi will be allowed to appreciate at some point, probably before year end. And I also think that the resources currencies will remain generally firm. The Kiwi and the Aussie are back up near the higher side of their ranges against the US dollar. Currency strength leads to bleating from their respective governments. Someone had mentioned to me earlier today that Canada was fretting about the strength of its currency, although it hasn't been all that strong. So we'll get lots of ranging in currencies. I don't expect a dollar collapse, but I do think the dollar will ease somewhat further. I think that's pretty much it. And Wall Street will be closing out today with some gains as we have 2 or 3 minutes to go. Meanwhile, a quiet day. Stock markets are a wee bit overbought in the short term. Don't be surprised if we get some little backing and filling before long in a consolidation. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.